Canada's role is critical to the study moving forward. In many places, the Seaway Channel is in Canadian waters, and Canada owns most of the Seaway's locks. Mary Muter is with the Georgian Bay Association, an Ontario-based environmental group. She says Canada's Transport Minister David Collinette will not help pay for the study unless it beefs up its environmental approach.
We have heard from Minister Collinette that he is only interested in funding a joint study with the U.S. Transport Department that will look at the environmental impacts and that the full scenario is looked at.
Others say Canada will sign on. Keith Robson of the Hamilton Port Authority believes Transport Minister Collinette is dedicated to expansion.
My impression is that Collinette understands very much the benefits of marine transportation.
Collinette himself has declined to comment. Transport Canada says talks with the U.S. are ongoing. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.